Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Adam Miller, principal at Stewart Elementary School in Washington, about getting young students ready for the school year. The school year is quickly approaching, and over at Stewart, you have some of the youngest students in Washington's district. Do you have any advice for parents who have children who are going to Stewart for the first time going into kindergarten?
Bet. For a lot of our new students, it's an exciting time, but it also can be kind of a nerve-wracking time for some of our students, too. So a couple of things that are obvious to get your kids ready for school. One of them is sleep, trying to get them kind of on a sleep schedule that will be more like school. I know with my own kids, we really got to work on that. We've been staying up very late and letting them sleep in, so getting kind of on that sleep schedule is really, really important. Just continuing to read to them at home, getting them ready for school by being ready to sit and listen. Those type of things to a book, but reading is always a great thing to get them ready. And then also talking excitedly about school. So if somebody's really kind of feeling a little nervous of coming, trying to point out the fun things that there are at school, like eating lunch there, having recess, playing with friends. So pointing out those really positive things that you can get at school hopefully helps those kids that are new as well come out of their shell.
And sometimes it's not the students who are having the trouble with kids going to school, but it's the parents. Do you have any advice for parents who are a little sad that first day?
You know, it is a sad time for parents seeing that little one walk into school. The one thing that we always tell our parents is we're going to do our very best to treat them like our own and give them all that love and care at school. We're obviously not home, but we're going to do our best to make it the best environment for them. And I know that helps make them feel comfortable, but we are really going to do our very best to treat them like our own.
And with the school year starting, what kind of supplies do people need to get? Can they find a list somewhere?
Yep, they can. We have a Stewart Facebook page that has those on there. They're also on our school website. And then I just went and got school supplies the other day, and they're at most of the stores that the lists are at most of the stores that have school supplies. So that's very nice that they have those available there as well. You also can always email or call Stewart Elementary, and we can get you a list if you're having a hard time finding those as well. We have a new student registration day next week, actually, on August 9th. So anyone who is registering for the first time, it can be kind of a daunting process. So at Lincoln School from 10 to 6 on August 9th, all the people that can help you will be there, and we'll do our very best to get you all ready to go right when you walk out the doors. We can answer about any question that you have and help us if you need anything on that day. We also have Meet the Teacher Night August 22nd from 4 to 6. A lot of our new time families, but even our returning kids, will bring their school supplies in that night and meet their teacher, and that's always a fun way to get the kids all ready for school, which starts on the 24th.
And have you had a chance to speak with your teachers? Are they excited?
Oh, yeah. You know, when August rolls around, everybody gets very pumped up for the kids being back. Summer's great, but we love seeing those smiling faces come through the hall. We are very excited.
And one thing Stewart has this year that's different is the addition. How is that going to impact the school year?
Always with construction, it's a great thing, and we're so excited about this project. It just changes a little bit of things, especially with drop-off and pull-up and things like that. It's kind of the same as what we ended with last year because we started the construction back in March. So not much is going to change compared to last year. It's just a lot of working around it at recess times and on the playground and things like that. But we're very excited to see how that's coming along, and we're even going to be in a little earlier than expected. So that doesn't happen very often either, but we've had very good weather for this, and it's just been fantastic to see it going up for our kids.
And last spring at one of the school board meetings, you showed a video of some of the kids watching the construction. That was neat to see the kids interested in what was going on.
Yeah, I tell you what, it was great entertainment for our recess. It added a whole other thing to do because they were just so interested in checking out the big machinery and all the digging that was going on and pouring cement. The kids were very, very interested in that process.
And lastly, before I let you go, can you remind us when the first day of school is?
It's August 24th, which is a Wednesday. Like I said, one big, big night for us at Stewart is that Meet the Teacher night. 2 days before that on August 22nd from 4 to 6. We'd love to see all of our families there, and that way they can get their supplies dropped off, and the first day isn't so scary because they've already been in their rooms and they know exactly what to expect. So that's a really big night, too, for us at Stewart.
That's been today's Washington Page with Adam Miller, principal at Stewart Elementary in Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.